This is Akashvani, the news read by Hin Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. Semicon India will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. Chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. He said, "Semiconductor is the basis of the digital age, and the day is not far when the semiconductor industry will be the bedrock for even the basic necessities." Prime Minister emphasized that democracy and technology together can ensure the welfare of humanity. He added that India is moving ahead on this path, recognizing its global responsibility in the semiconductor sector. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan has informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of the ambitious PM Awas Yojana on 15th of this month in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand. He said, along with this, acceptance letters will be distributed to all the targeted beneficiaries. The Union Minister held a meeting of Rural Development Ministers of State through video conferencing yesterday, in which he gave necessary instruction for the preparation of the program. Mr. Chauhan said that the upliftment of our poor brothers and sisters of our country in every way is the ultimate goal of the Modi government, and towards the achievement of which the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana is an important step. India's coal production from April to August 2024 was over 384 million tons, up more than 6% from 361.11 million tons in the same period last year. As per the official data released by Ministry of Coal, India's coal production and supply trends for the period from April to August 2024 show a positive trajectory despite some short-term variations in the month of August due to the heavy rainfall affecting mining operations. The ministry said coal production has risen steadily in the last 4 years. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two-day event is being co-hosted by the International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has announced that the party has enrolled over 2 crore new members in just 8 days since the launch of its national membership drive on the 2nd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the drive by becoming the first member. In a statement, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawre said that BJP Chief JP Nadda, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and General Secretary Organization BL Santosh reviewed the ongoing membership drive with the office bearers of 9 states separately. Mr. Tawre informed that discussion will be held with other states in coming days. He added that the meeting also focused on strategies for successfully expanding the membership drive to women, border villages and remote hilly regions. The European Union has launched a call for setting up artificial intelligence AI factories to boost the development of the AI technology. According to the European Commission's press statement, AI factories will be created around a network of European high-performance computing supercomputers and will be available to a range of European users such as startups, industry and researchers. The call will be open until December 31, 2025, with the first deadline on November 4, 2024 and subsequent cut-off dates every 3 months for as long as funds are available. In hockey, defending champions India will face last edition's runners-up Malaysia in their third match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China today. The Harpreet Singh-led team currently leads the points table with 6 points. The 45th Fight Chess Olympiad will begin today in Budapest, the capital of Hungary. The 12-day biennial event will feature over 1,800 players with 193 national teams registered in the open section and 181 teams competing in the women's section. And that is the end of this news bulletin.